It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us in New York City. And thank you for listening, wherever you might be. I hope you had a tremendous Thursday. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope all that good stuff. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Right now, we are staring in the face of another NBA playoffs elimination. It's over. It's a final. The Indiana Pacers eliminate the Milwaukee Bucks. The final score is 120-98. The Pacers win this series 4-2. Giannis Antetokounmpo not able to suit up at all in this series with his strained calf. And Damian Lillard, who had to deal with this game with an injured Achilles. Damian Lillard plays 35 minutes, scores 28 points in a losing effort. This is the Indiana Pacers' first playoff series win since 2014. Wow. That's a lot of losing. And speaking of the Milwaukee Bucks, they might do some losing of talent here through the offseason. What happens next for the Bucks? We'll get into that. The Indiana Pacers, 4 out of their 5 starters score in double figures. Obi Toppin off the bench with 21 points. T.J. McConnell off the bench with 20 points. And the Pacers beat the Bucks, eliminate the Bucks. 120-98 is the final score. Thank you to everybody for listening all over North America. You can always lock into the show on the free Odyssey app. You can listen anytime, anywhere that you got yourself a connection. Thank you to everybody listening live on their local radio station for the Infinity Sports Network. Appreciate you. You got SiriusXM? Make sure you lock in to 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to give me a holler, you want to call me up, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about the game that is getting ready to start. That's the New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers, the team that needs to give away tickets to keep Knicks fans out of its own arena. We've had a busy show. Thank you to Sam Quinn from CBS Sports for coming through and talking some NBA with us. We talked about Justin Fields. There's a possibility that he might operate as a kickoff returner next season. Ezekiel Elliott spoke. He said he's happy to be a Dallas Cowboy. We talked about Rashee Rice facing a suspension. Kirby Smart gets a new contract with the Georgia Bulldogs that takes him to the year 2033. $13 million a year, making him the highest paid coach in college football. And then we talked about how delusional the Suns are because they think their team is worth a damn. Nutty. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Josh is here from Wisconsin. Hey, Josh, how are you? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, I just want to say I love your show. Big fan. Big time listener. I just want to say I kind of feel aggravated with the Bucks this season. They're disappointing. They changed their coach. They thought that was an upgrade. It didn't turn out to be. I just want to know what you think of the Bucks going forward. Will we lose Damian? I know he's not happy here. I guess those are the rumors. I don't know if they're true or not. But you think he's going to go to Miami, or is he going to force a trade? And when it comes down to it, I know we're getting a little bit older, and these teams are getting younger, just like the Pacers, and they're the biggest score or highest scoring team in the league. And I just was wondering what you think of the Bucks going forward, and do you think this dynasty, what could have been, is over?
Yeah, I don't know if we could have considered them a dynasty, and thank you, Josh, for calling from Wisconsin. It's tough. Hickey and I talked about this in the break. You look at Chris Middleton, he looked kind of miserable there. Why wouldn't he look miserable? Could have played his last game as a Milwaukee Buck. Do I think Damian Lillard is going to push the eject button after his first season in Milwaukee? I don't think so. And yeah, I don't dispute this fact. Was Damian Lillard happy to be in Milwaukee? Maybe not. Was he only going to be happy being in Miami? I don't know. I think he was just going to be unhappy anywhere he played this season. The guy just got a divorce, or he's in the process of a divorce. He's playing in Milwaukee. He's on the road all the time. His family is still in Oregon. His wife and his kids are there. He's hurt throughout the course of the season off and on. The coach got fired. Adrian Griffin gets the boot. Like, what went right? You know, if I'm Damian Lillard, what the hell do I got to be happy about? A whole lot of nothing. Do I think he's going to say, hey, trade me? I don't think so. Damian Lillard was, and in short, it was home. He didn't want to be painted as the bad guy who wanted to leave the Blazers. And sure, there's less equity put into the Bucks right now, but I don't think he's going to push the button. They got to find a way to get depth. And the only dude, I guess, who they could actually move is Chris Middleton. He has two seasons left on his contract coming up now that we finished this year. The last one is a player option. He will most certainly pick up that player option. It's about $35 million. And so you can probably move Chris Middleton and maybe get younger wing players, some active defenders. You know, we know getting rid of Holiday, they lost defense, they lost toughness, they lost rebounding. I mean, granted, yes, Damian Lillard is a hell of a scorer, but one of the first things you need from the guy is for him to go out there and be able to play. And being tough and playing defense and grabbing rebounds is not something you expect from a 6'2 guard that here, that now that we got to the end of the season, hey, he came up with an Achilles, had a leg, he came up lame. And poor Giannis didn't even play. This is the second postseason where Giannis has been busted up at the end of a year. Injuries dictating the way the season ends. Look, if Giannis was healthy, I think the Bucks would have won. But he wasn't. And Damian Lillard got hurt. And that's what happens when dudes get older. They get hurt. I mean, for the past few seasons, Chris Middleton has been hurt. And so if you're going to move him, coming off of how he played to end the year, at least in the series, now would be a good time to say, Chris Middleton still got something left in the tank. Let's move him. Or they're going to run it back. And I think that'd be a mistake. Complacency? I don't think it's just a matter of health. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Matt is here from Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing, JR? I'm going to make this quick, and then I'll get off the air and listen to you. Chambers pulled off a great deal to get Barkley in. Phoenix ended up screwing it. They messed up everything. Shaq, they could have got him the first time he wanted out of Orlando. They messed that up. Amari Stoudemire, they messed that up. Now what are they doing again? They're taking a good young talent in Booker. They're going to mess him up. This last trade they made to bring that guy in, it wasn't going to work.
Bradley Beal?
Bradley Beal was not going to work. He's great.
Okay.
If he can have the spotlight. But he wants to score too much. You don't play enough defense. And wasn't he hurt before he got traded?
Yeah, for the past bunch of years, of course, yeah.
It's like I was telling Hickey, they're taking their cues from the Bidwell family.
Uh-oh. You talking about the Cardinals, too? You're lumping them all together?
Man, look at the Cardinals over the last, 20 years?
Well, at least
every time they have a good talent, they mess it up.
Well, at least you got Marvin Harrison. Can't wait to see Murray throw him the ball, right?
We'll see what he can do, but Murray doesn't belong there either.
Well, let's see if he can look over the offensive line.
Right.
or stop playing video games to study the playbook, huh? How about that one? Well, thank you, man.
You know, that's common sense. All right, brother.
Good luck. It's not looking good for the Phoenix Suns. And Matt Ishbia thinks that they got a magic wand to fix things. Pretty terrible. 855-212-4227. Let's go from Arizona to another A. Let's go to Alabama and talk to Andrew. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Andrew?
What's up, JR? I just wanted to call in and say, dude, I love your show. Man, it's awesome. I don't listen to any other sports show, Fine Bomb or nothing. I mean, dude, your show is the only show I listen to. You're a clown on here, bro. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. But I was just going to ask, me and my boys were talking, and do you think that the Knicks could pull it off if they saw Boston without Randle?
No. You know what? The Knicks may not get past the 76ers, although they are playing right now. And they got off to a hot start. Right now, the New York Knicks lead Philadelphia 9-2. Game just started. I just don't think the Knicks have enough depth. It's one thing to take on the Sixers. Embiid runs hot and cold, especially at the end of games. He gets tired. Tyrese Maxey had to go out there and drop 46 points to keep them alive in a ridiculous miracle performance. I just think the Celtics, they would probably run the Knicks out of the gym offensively. Jalen Brunson has to do way, way too much to keep him rolling, man.
Yeah, you're right.
By the way, if the Knicks do win this game tonight in advance, they would be facing off against the Pacers. So that would be next for the New York Knicks. And I'll tell you this, though. I think they'd give the Pacers a fight. I think I would go ahead and take the Pacers in the series, but the Knicks would give them a fight, man.
I do think that. Yeah, they are abusing Brunson right now. I mean, but they have to.
They got no choice, Andrew. Well, thank you for calling from Alabama, man. You take it easy.
Absolutely. You're the man, JR.
Thank you, brother. Drive safe. Yeah, right now the New York Knicks lead Philadelphia 14-4. And it is absolutely hilarious. You know, last night we talked about it. Back on Sunday, the New York Knicks were in Philadelphia. And the Knicks fans, they blew that place up. It was like half Knicks fans, half Sixer fans. So they go back to New York in a closeout game. The New York Knicks can't get the job done because of what I told you happened with Tyrese Maxey dropping 46 points, 7 points in 25 seconds. And the Knicks got to go back to Philly tonight. And last night and yesterday, we heard that the Sixers, they don't want Knicks fans in the building. They had to give away tickets. Listen to this news report from Philadelphia, this description on ABC 6 about how they had to give away tickets just to keep Knicks fans out.
The Sixers will try to fight off elimination again tonight. This time, at least, they'll have a home court advantage.
The team is pulling out all the stops to make sure it feels like home court advantage, going so far as to buying up thousands of tickets to make sure Knicks fans don't get them first. Action News reporter Corey Davis is live in South Philadelphia with Game 6 hype and the sports legends trying to pump up the fan base, Corey.
Sixers fans say the last thing they thought they'd ever see is Knicks fans taking over the Wells Fargo Center like what happened during Games 3 and 4. The Sixers organization doesn't want to see that happen again. They handed out free tickets to fans yesterday and posted it to social media. The 76ers want to keep that momentum going after the big overtime Game 5 victory in New York. So for Game 6 tonight here at home, Sixers owners and Fanatics CEO Michael Rubin bought more than 2,000 tickets for first responders and local groups.
What? Like, that's sad. You got to buy tickets, and I know we live in a different world. You can hit the resale market, and you can sell your tickets, and you can make money off of it. God bless everybody, okay? You can make a buck, then go out there and go ahead and do it. But I think it's lame to have to do this. And Hickey, you mentioned it last night, the fact that they gave it to like first responders and doctors and people who work in a community and teachers and what have you. Like, it's, I don't want to call it a PR stunt, but it is. But it's a shame. They shouldn't have to do that. It's a business. They don't want to buy tickets. They want to sell them.
That's right. And like you said, it's honestly pathetic. It's, they are using frontline workers, healthcare workers, of, you know, cops, fire department, as a shield almost to prevent them from getting criticized because they don't trust their own fans to show up, because the fans in turn don't trust this team to do anything. So why spend hundreds of dollars to watch a team that they feel is going to inevitably break their heart?
Or flip the tickets and just make money. Well, I'm not mad.
That too.
You had mentioned this, and we don't know if it's true. There's a New York Knicks account. What did they say? A guy saw people, one of the people who got the free tickets sold them?
Yes, this New York Knicks fan account. That is, like, it seems legit, but it's also a fan account. Claims that two different people he knows are in Philly and were offered free, or offered to buy the free tickets that were given to, in this one case, he mentioned a cop. was basically trying to sell the free ticket he got to a Knicks fan. And I guess he's wearing a Knicks jersey, so he knows he's a Knicks fan and still didn't care. Which, hey, look, money's money, right? No matter who it comes from. But so even then, right, I'm sure the people that got these free tickets, some of them, maybe not all of them, but some, right, you got to think, are saying free ticket and I can resell this for $200, $300, make a, you know, quick cash. Why not?
Yeah, why? Absolutely. Why the hell not? Giving me a free ticket and I can sell it? Oh, hell yeah. This, I hate when teams have to do this. You know, for instance, I know right now the Hurricanes getting ready to take on the New York Rangers. Like, they are blocking people from the outside of the Carolinas from buying the tickets just so New Yorkers don't, you know, I mean, New Yorkers are everywhere. This is one of the biggest metropolitan areas, the biggest one on this side of the planet, definitely in the United States of America, right there in front of Los Angeles. And New Yorkers are like, I don't want to say cockroaches, but they are. New Yorkers are everywhere. And so it's like, oh, well, we don't want other people to buy our tickets, so you can't buy them from Ticketmaster. You got to punch in your zip code, and if you don't live there, we can't sell you the tickets. I feel like that's illegal. Hickey, I should sue. Should I sue? I have nothing to do with it, but I should sue, right?
Sue. That's always the option. In this day and age, if the alternative is suing something else, always sue.
Why can't I? It's discrimination.
That's right.
Like, if I'm a Rangers fan living in Atlanta, which I'm not, but it doesn't matter where the hell I live, I should be able to buy a ticket. I shouldn't be discriminated against because I live in a different area code, a different zip code. Not fair. Also, lame by the team.
Very. That's just pathetic. They've done that before. Doing it again, it is absolutely pathetic.
Yeah. Bunch of losers. That's what they are. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Baltimore and talk to Steve. Steve, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, baby? Hey, but, look, I got number love for you, brother. But you listen, I love your show. You said that the Phoenix Suns owner is delusional for thinking how he thinks. The Phoenix Suns got a boatload of talent. The only thing they're missing is a point guard with some kahunas. If they had a point guard that was a true floor general, that team would be unstoppable.
So help me out here. How is this a team that would be unstoppable when Kevin Durant is still amazing, but is about to be 36 years old? Bradley Beal hasn't been healthy in about 4 or 5 years and has never been a winner. Actually had a ridiculously poor showing here to end the postseason. Devin Booker is probably the most reliable star given his age and what we've seen him do at only 27 years old. They lack depth. They would have no bench. And you're telling me that if they added a point guard, which is easier said than done, that they'd be unstoppable? Well, first of all, they'd have to be healthy enough to play. And second of all, who is this amazing point guard that they'd be able to add given their current contractual situation amongst their stars?
Listen. If they got rid of CP3, that's their first mistake. Second.
No, I'm not asking you that. Yeah, if Chris Paul was around, and if Chris Paul was in his prime, actually healthy enough to play, that would matter. If Chris Paul has dealt with hand injuries and is also old as dirt, and I didn't ask you about the past. And I'm going to ask you again. Given what just happened, given the team's current status and standing with their current players, their age, and the salary cap, who is this point guard that they'd be able to add that would fix things, to make them unstoppable, as you say?
Look, they can have IT come in. They can have any...
Hold on a second, Steve. Hold on. Hickey, is he talking about Isaiah Thomas?
That he is. He's the difference between the Suns getting swept in the first round and winning a title.
Steve.
Listen.
Yes.
All you need is a floor general.
Well, Steve, hold on. No, Steve, you said that, but you can't identify. You, the first guy that you just named is a guy that... Hold on, stop and listen. Stop and listen to me. The man that you just named is a guy that they just added to the team after 10-day contracts that hasn't been in the, that hasn't been in the NBA in years, that is 5'7", 5'8", and is about to be 36 years old. That is the guy, and thank you, Steve, for calling from Baltimore. I'm going to let you go because what you just said is ridiculous. All they need is a floor general, and they would be unstoppable. Who's going to play? Who's going to play? Bradley Beal is going to play? And so what does that floor general do? Dribble the ball up court and then say, hey, Durant, it's your turn? And outside of that, I didn't just also say they need depth. That's what they need, depth. D-E-P-T-H. Depth. The Suns don't have depth. Who's their best player off the bench? Who is it? Depth. Not a floor general. Depth. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The Knicks off to a hot start against Philly. 20-7. It's still early, about 6 minutes past here in the first quarter. I'm going to get some more of your calls. Hickey, I told you, not everybody, disagreed with Ishbia. There's somebody who thinks that they're close. We'll take your calls. We'll let you hear the craziness from Matt Ishbia. And speaking of selling tickets, there's a woman who's doing a good job at it. I think you can guess who she is. I'll tell you on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. Amongst all the wild things going on in the NBA right now, first of all, the Indiana Pacers eliminate the Milwaukee Bucks 120-98. I just saw Doc Rivers speaking a couple of seconds ago. I'm sure he's saying a whole lot of nothing. Well, this is going to be tough, toughest job I've ever done. I can hear it now. We were injured. He's just saying a whole lot of nothing. Doc Rivers is known to throw somebody under the bus every now and then. Ben Simmons, James Harden. And nobody to throw underneath the bus here. I think Doc is going to be honest about the circumstances in Milwaukee. A part of that is health. And eager to hear what Doc Rivers has to say now that the Bucks have been eliminated from the postseason by the Pacers. The Pacers now wait to see who wins between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Magic. The Cavs have a chance to eliminate the Orlando Magic tomorrow down in Florida. Also, we talked about this last hour as the news kind of popped and went through. Dave McMenamin, who covers the Los Angeles Lakers, said that Tyronn Lue and J.J. Redick are the top two candidates, or real candidates, I should say, to replace Darvin Ham, who, by the way, hasn't been fired yet. Yeah, J.J. Redick from television. Tyronn Lue, the head coach of the Clippers, like right now. I guess the Clippers need to get the boot first, and then maybe they'll bring in Tyronn Lue, who coached LeBron James to a championship with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And he'd be somebody that they'd respect right out of the gate, most certainly LeBron. 855-212-4227. And then we'll talk about the woman who is, doing better in the ticket department than the 76ers. Corey is here from Portland. Hey, Corey, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Which Portland are you calling from? Oregon?
I'm calling from Portland, Oregon. West Coast, baby.
Lovely. What's up?
Man, I just wanted to talk to you. So born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. I've lived down in Portland for a while now. Obviously love the mountains, love the whole thing going on out here, but I really want to talk about my Cavs and what I've seen and just their identity and how you feel about Donovan Mitchell, because I don't think it's going to work, and I don't think Donovan Mitchell wants to be there anymore, and I don't think he's come up clutch whatsoever when it comes to the playoffs. Obviously, we had our play-in game the year before, got swept, or we didn't get swept first round last year. We won one against the Knicks, and now it's looking a little fickle with the Orlando Magic, so I'm not sold on Donovan Mitchell. How do you feel about him?
Well, I think all things considered, there's no reason for him to extend a contract with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's basically going to be a free agent after the end of next season. And yeah, I think when you got juice and you got power and you're one of the few guards that's available, Like, you're going to be in demand. He's going to have options. He's going to have choices. He's going to be at the prime of his career, 27, 28. I don't expect him to stick around in Cleveland unless this team has some real huge success, and I don't think they're built for that right now.
Yeah. You think that's because we're too young or coaching, or what direction is leading us to?
I think it's twofold. I don't think Donovan Mitchell is like your A number one on a team. But he puts up enough points, he scores enough that he keeps you in games in the regular season. He's going to do that. Me personally, right. I think he's too small. If Donovan Mitchell were a bigger player, if you tacked on, if he was the size of Anthony Edwards, I think we'd have a major problem, okay? But I think ultimately he's too small. And then when you think about the big players on the team, I don't know. How many years is it going to take Mobley to, I don't want to say fill out, but become more of a consistent force where he's bullying people? And so that's probably a few years away.
I mean, you have Rudy Gobert in the league, come in skinny, put some weight on. Obviously, he's probably one of the most hated players in the league, but he's definitely a little bit more of a bully now. But like you said, I don't know if that's going to happen. So
look, it's not even necessarily weight. It's just it's maturity. And with that is going to come size. Evan Mobley is still only 22 years old. And so is he going to hit his peak and his stride in another, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years? By then, Donovan Mitchell will be ready to, he might be somewhere else. Hey, Corey, thank you for calling from Portland, man.
Man, thank you. I appreciate your time. You rock, boss. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much. Calling from one of my favorite cities, Portland, Oregon. Hickey, Portland doesn't have a WNBA team, but if it did, Caitlin Clark would show up and they'd pack out the Rose Garden or the Motor Center, whatever the hell they call that place. Caitlin Clark is, how much is a ticket to see her play in Brooklyn?
Oh, very expensive. If you want to go watch Caitlin Clark, it's the cheapest ticket I saw last week when I was looking, $250 per ticket.
To get in the door?
Get in the door. Touch the ceiling and see her shoot baskets.
This is a phenom right here, man. This is a phenom. $250 is the cheapest ticket? Correct me if I'm wrong. The ticket's got to be cheaper to see the Brooklyn Nets, right?
Oh,
has to be.
Oh, I mean, I would argue tenfold. I mean, towards the end of the year, you could get Nets tickets. I mean, even beginning of the year, I bet you right now, opening night, you could probably get tickets for $25 next year.
For the Brooklyn Nets?
Yes.
You know what's funny? I was talking to somebody, and then we were having a conversation about the Brooklyn Nets. And it was just this brief conversation. It was just like, yeah, the Brooklyn Nets star. And then we had to go, wait a minute, who is their star? We had to go, wait a minute, they don't have one. Who, Hickey, who's the Brooklyn Nets star?
Cam Thomas, maybe. Honestly, I mean, Mikal Bridges doesn't want to be there and win the tank.
Hey, I saw Mikal Bridges walking his dog down by the World Trade Center.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just downtown walking his dog. This. Walking, you know, near the West Side Highway, walking his dog near these fancy high rises. You know who recognized him?
Who?
Hey, Marco, do you know who recognized him?
Nobody.
Yeah, it's just, here's a 6'8" guy just walking his little toy dog down the street in New York City, the team and city that he plays in. I get it. It's not Brooklyn. Nobody gave a damn. Nobody.
You're missing the star, though. Just because he doesn't play doesn't mean he's not a star.
No, not there Ben Simmons.
Come on now.
He doesn't. Go. You gotta play basketball.
I don't know. This check his bank account tells me different.
He's a prop. Ben Simmons, how's his back? Is he rehabbing his back?
I think he just had surgery again. He should be fine.
How many times have they cut his back open? Even since college?
6, 7? I'm not sure.
Oh my God. I don't want to even think about having my back cut open. They've cut this man's back open like since he was in college.
It feels like we do the same thing, rinse and repeat every 6 months. He has surgery. He comes back. Everything's going to be fine. Within a day, you find out that that's not the case. And then a couple months later, he has surgery again, and we do it again. And we do it again, and we do it again.
When do we get the I'm in the best shape of my life video? We got to wait until August?
When's training camp start?
October.
That's the first day. First day of training camp, we'll see that. By the time that preseason, which is what, like a week later, then it's different. Then we need to manage the minutes, and he's not ready yet. And so first day of camp, great. First day of the preseason games, not ready.
Well, that guy, I'm not wishing him out the NBA, but if he can't play, he's going to be gone, man. Ben Simmons, speaking of gone, the New York Knicks are trying to run away from the Sixers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll get back to the phone lines. We talked about Caitlin Clark blowing up the Barclays Center, and then I'm obviously going to give you a few things that took place this day in sports history. Congratulations, you've made it to Thursday, May 2nd.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We had one team that's already been eliminated tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are done. They're finished. The Pacers beat them. The Pacers now await the winner of this next series. Actually, the game is going on right now. The New York Knicks lead the 76ers 36-24. They are in the second quarter. And I told you the Milwaukee Bucks, they went down to the Pacers. Their season is over. Giannis did not play in the series with that calf injury. And I tell you this, what an embarrassment. Hickey, tell everybody what happened with Patrick Beverley after the game, at the end of the game, I should say.
So as the seconds are ticking off, Pat Bev, end of the bench for the Bucks, has a basketball in his hand and throws it into the stands. And it looks like from our angle, it hits a woman in the side of the head. And she's like shocked of just like, what just happened? A fan next to her picks up the ball, and Pat Bev motions like, hey, like give the ball back, sort of thing, like I'll take it back. So the fan tosses in the ball. Pat Bev in one motion catches it, and this time throws a rocket right at a fan, I mean, probably 15 feet away, and just drills the fan right in the stomach. And then cops had to come in and separate them. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure Pat Bev, you know, not shy about throwing some words around, but this is a really bad look.
Yeah, he's going to be fined for this. I expect him to miss some time. Maybe next season as well. I don't know. You can't intentionally do this. And I don't know what was said. We don't know what was said. But there comes a point in time where it doesn't matter. There comes a point in time where you gotta be an adult. Like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Did you intentionally mean to throw a basketball at the woman? He threw the ball at the woman and hit it in the side of the head. Patrick Beverley has always been an over-emotional clown. And now we got an even larger reason. A fine is coming. A suspension for next season. Take a couple games off. Like, we hear stories. Victor Wembanyama celebrated a victory. Launched the ball into the stands. It got a fine. It's one thing to do that. It's another thing when you decide to, and yes, I know it's a basketball, when you decide to assault somebody with a ball, beating them in a dome, let alone a woman. I mean, I'm not a fan of Patrick Beverley. People always say, hey, when you want him on your team, though. But when it comes to being a person, he's just proven to be a jackass. 855-212-4227. Ralph is here from North Carolina. What's up, Ralph?
Good afternoon, Jerry. Thank you very much for having me on your show. Jerry, I respect your opinion. It's the reason why I want to ask you a simple question. When it comes to the Heat, as you can see, everybody's trying to go young so far, and we still have a lot of young talent. Do you basically see like they're getting rid of Hero and some of their young talent like Jovic so they could bring more depth around? That's what we're basically missing.
Look, here's what it boils down to. If the Miami Heat are going to be any damn good, they're going to have to utilize Bam Adebayo. Let's put it this way. The Miami Heat are not winning a championship with Jimmy Butler and or Tyler Hero on the team. Tyler Hero, he doesn't do much of a damn but chuck the ball around, and Jimmy Butler is not reliable. I mean, the Miami Heat have seen the best. They've seen the best out of Jimmy Butler. I don't expect him to get better. I don't expect him to play games. I don't expect him to play more as he gets older. Jimmy Butler is going to be 35 years old later this year. It's Bam Adebayo. It's rebuilding around them. It's hoping that somebody else wants to go and play in Miami, but Jimmy Butler ain't the guy, and now this Tyler here. Okay, Ralph?
So you think the draft is the best way to build these days?
I'm not saying that they need to tear things down. If they need to approach the draft, then they're going to have to suck for a good amount of time. I don't think that's Miami's way. Miami is a decent enough city where people and players are going to want to go to Miami, and that's probably what it's going to have to be. They better wait for a free agent to say, hey, I want to play. Maybe it's Donovan Mitchell. We'll find out sooner than later, okay?
No problem, Jared. Thank you for your show. Thank you very much for your common sense. I appreciate your show. Enjoy the rest of your night.
You as well, Ralph. Thank you for calling from North Carolina. Alan's here from Toronto. Go ahead, Alan.
Phoenix Suns, what a gut punch. You know, I expected them to give them a stubborn battle, to give the Timberwolves a stubborn battle. And instead, they went out meekly in four straight, 122-116 in game four. And Brooker got 49 points and Durant got 33. And it's just a terrible way to go out. And it's decision time for James Jones. Blow it up or run it back. He's going to have to run it back. I can't see him blowing it up because...
Alan, here's the thing, Booker, Alan.
Booker and Durant and Beal, they all have lucrative contracts and great...
Alan, stop. Alan, you're on the hold. I'm trying to talk with you, Alan. Alan, thank you.
You know, there's a salary...
Alan! Oh, my God. Yeah, Alan, we talked about that, and I'm on limited time, so I had to put you on hold. Here's the deal, Alan, to save us some time. You talk about James Jones having to make the decisions there. You want to know something? James Jones isn't making the decisions. James Jones is doing whatever the boss tells him to do so he can keep a job. Matt Ishbia is making the decisions. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto. Barry is here from Maryland. Barry, on the JR Sport Brief Show.
All right, I just want to talk about Pat Beverly and what he did. I mean, that was just crazy, ridiculous. But, I mean, I kind of agree with his decision-making also at the same time.
Okay. Then I guess you're an idiot just like Patrick Beverly. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You know what it's time for? It's time to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything and it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Yeah. Let's take a walk down memory lane. This day in sports history, it is May 2nd. Let's go back to 1978 because we had an MVP, a future MVP, who was drafted to the Houston Oilers. His name, Badman, number 34, Earl Campbell. The Phillips family was coaching this man, and Wade talked about his impact big time, courtesy of Football Life.
Earl would not have to travel far to play in the NFL. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers traded the first pick in the 1978 draft to a playoff contender, the Houston Oilers.
My wife calls me. She said, isn't it great? I said, well, isn't what great? She said, we got Earl Campbell. I said, what are you talking about? She said, you hadn't heard? We were traded for the number one pick. Right there, I started screaming, hey! They thought I was having a heart attack in the hotel. I could not believe it.
Earl Campbell drafted this day, May 2nd in 1978. Let's fast forward about 20 years. Let's go to 1999 because on this day, May 2nd, John Elway, after winning Super Bowl MVP, after being 38 years old, John Elway said, I'm out. He cried.
It's been great. And it was tough. It was a tough decision, but it wasn't. And I really don't look at it as retirement. I look at it as graduation. We all graduated from high school. Graduate from college. I'm just graduating pro football. It's time for me to move on. I can't do it physically anymore. And that's really hard for me to say. Ooh.
May 2nd, 2015, Floyd Mayweather Jr. beats Manny Pacquiao. Mayweather, he was sick of Pacquiao's crying about his shoulder on Showtime.
He lost. He know he lost. And I lost a lot of respect for him after all of this. You know, you fight if you lose, but it's okay. Mayweather was the better man. You know, a true champion can bounce back. Come on. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I won. I know I won. I know I'm the better fighter. We fight 10 times, I'm gonna win 10 times. We fight 20 times, I'm gonna win 20 times. We fight 100 times, I'm gonna win 100 times. Manny Pacquiao just, he's not a better fighter than me. Nowhere around the board.
Yeah, well, that happened in 2015. It took a year and a half. I exaggerate. It took a million years for that fight to happen. They fought too late. Anyway, Philadelphia 76ers is trying to avoid a loss. The Knicks are winning 41-36. If Philly loses, the season is done. We know the season is done for the Bucks. The Pacers advance. I'll be back with you tomorrow with Hickey. Tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network is done, but don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Yo, be smooth, be cool, and be well. Thank you, Hickey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We had one team that's already been eliminated tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are done. They're finished. The Pacers beat them. The Pacers now await the winner of this next series. Actually, the game is going on right now. The New York Knicks lead the 76ers 36-24. They are in the second quarter. And I told you the Milwaukee Bucks, they went down to the Pacers. Their season is over. Giannis did not play in the series with that calf injury. And I tell you this, what an embarrassment. Hickey, tell everybody what happened with Patrick Beverley after the game, at the end of the game, I should say.
So as the seconds are ticking off, Pat Bev, end of the bench for the Bucks, has a basketball in his hand and throws it into the stands. And it looks like from our angle, it hits a woman in the side of the head. And she's like shocked of just like, what just happened? A fan next to her picks up the ball, and Pat Bev motions like, hey, like give the ball back, sort of thing, like I'll take it back. So the fan tosses in the ball. Pat Bev in one motion catches it, and this time throws a rocket right at a fan, I mean, probably 15 feet away, and just drills the fan right in the stomach. And then cops had to come in and separate them. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure Pat Bev, you know, not shy about throwing some words around, but this is a really bad look.
Yeah, he's going to be fined for this. I expect him to miss some time, maybe next season as well. I don't know. You can't intentionally do this. And I don't know what was said. We don't know what was said. But there comes a point in time where it doesn't matter. There comes a point in time where you gotta be an adult. Like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Did you intentionally mean to throw a basketball at the woman? He threw the ball at the woman and hit it in the side of the head. Patrick Beverley has always been an over-emotional clown. And now we got an even larger reason. A fine is coming. A suspension for next season. Take a couple games off. Like, we hear stories. Victor Wembanyama celebrated a victory, launched the ball into the stands. It got a fine. It's one thing to do that. It's another thing when you decide to, and yes, I know it's a basketball, when you decide to assault somebody with a ball, beating them in a dome, let alone a woman. I mean, I'm not a fan of Patrick Beverley. People always say, hey, when you want him on your team, though. When it comes to being a person, he's just proven to be a jackass. 855-212-4227. Ralph is here from North Carolina. What's up, Ralph?
Good afternoon, Jerry. Thank you very much for having me on your show. Jerry, I respect your opinion. It's the reason why I want to ask you a simple question. When it comes to the Heat, as you can see, everybody's trying to go young so far, and we still have a lot of young talent. Do you basically see like they're getting rid of Hero and some of their young talent like Jovic so they could bring more depth around? That's what we're basically missing.
Look, here's what it boils down to. If the Miami Heat are going to be any damn good, they're going to have to utilize Bam Adebayo. Let's put it this way. The Miami Heat are not winning a championship with Jimmy Butler and or Tyler Hero on the team. Tyler Hero, he doesn't do much of a damn but chuck the ball around, and Jimmy Butler is not reliable. I mean, the Miami Heat have seen the best. They've seen the best out of Jimmy Butler. I don't expect him to get better. I don't expect him to play games. I don't expect him to play more as he gets older. Jimmy Butler is going to be 35 years old later this year. It's Bam Adebayo. It's rebuilding around them. It's hoping that somebody else wants to go and play in Miami, but Jimmy Butler ain't the guy, and neither is Tyler Hero. Okay, Ralph?
So you think the draft is the best way to build these days?
I'm not saying that they need to tear things down. If they need to approach the draft, then they're going to have to suck for a good amount of time. I don't think that's Miami's way. Miami is a decent enough city where people and players are going to want to go to Miami, and that's probably what it's going to have to be. They better wait for a free agent to say, hey, I want to play. Maybe it's Donovan Mitchell. We'll find out sooner than later, okay?
No problem, Jared. Thank you for your show. Thank you very much for your common sense. I appreciate your show. Enjoy the rest of your night.
You as well, Ralph. Thank you for calling from North Carolina. Alan's here from Toronto. Go ahead, Alan.
Phoenix Suns, what a gut punch. You know, I expected them to give them a stubborn battle, to give the Timberwolves a stubborn battle. And instead, they went out meekly in four straight, 122-116 in game four. And Brooker got 49 points and Durant got 33. And it's just a terrible way to go out. And it's decision time for James Jones. Blow it up or run it back. He's going to have to run it back. I can't see him blowing it up because,
Alan, here's the thing,
Booker,
Alan.
And Durant,
Alan,
and Beal, they all have lucrative contracts and great.
Alan, stop. Alan, you're on the hold. I'm trying to talk with you, Alan. Alan, thank you.
You know, there's a salary.
Alan, oh, my God. Yeah, Alan, we talked about that, and I'm on limited time, so I had to put you on hold. Here's the deal, Alan. To save us some time, you talk about James Jones having to make the decisions there. You want to know something? James Jones isn't making the decisions. James Jones is doing whatever the boss tells him to do so he can keep a job. Matt Ishbia is making the decisions. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto. Barry is here from Maryland. Barry on the JR Sport Brief Show.
All right, I just want to talk about Pat Beverly and what he did. I mean, that was just crazy, ridiculous. But, I mean, I kind of agree with his decision-making also at the same time.
Okay. Then I guess you're an idiot just like Patrick Beverly. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You know what it's time for? It's time to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Yeah. Let's take a walk down memory lane. This day in sports history, it is May 2nd. Let's go back to 1978 because we had an MVP, a future MVP, who was drafted to the Houston Oilers. His name, Bad Man, number 34, Earl Campbell. The Phillips family was coaching this man, and Wade talked about his impact big time, courtesy of Football Life.
Earl would not have to travel far to play in the NFL. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers traded the first pick in the 1978 draft to a playoff contender, the Houston Oilers.
My wife calls me. She said, isn't it great? I said, well, isn't what great? She said, we got Earl Campbell. I said, what are you talking about? She said, you hadn't heard? We were traded for the number one pick. Right there, I started screaming, hey! They thought I was having a heart attack in the hotel. I could not believe it.
Earl Campbell drafted this day, May 2nd in 1978. Let's fast forward about 20 years. Let's go to 1999 because on this day, May 2nd, John Elway, after winning Super Bowl MVP, after being 38 years old, John Elway said, I'm out. He cried.
It's been great. And it was tough. It was a tough decision, but it wasn't. And I really don't look at it as retirement. I look at it as graduation. We all graduated from high school. Graduate from college. I'm just graduating pro football. It's time. It's time for me to move on. I can't do it physically anymore. And that's really hard for me to say. Ooh.
May 2nd, 2015, Floyd Mayweather Jr. beats Manny Pacquiao. Mayweather, he was sick of Pacquiao's crying about his shoulder on Showtime.
He lost. He know he lost. And I lost a lot of respect for him after all of this. You know, you fight. If you lose, it's okay. Mayweather was the better man. You know, a true champion can bounce back. Come on. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I won. I know I won. I know I'm the better fighter. We fight 10 times, I'm gonna win 10 times. We fight 20 times, I'm gonna win 20 times. We fight 100 times, I'm gonna win 100 times. Manny Pacquiao just, he's not a better fighter than me. Nowhere around the board.
Yeah, well, that happened in 2015. It took a year and a half. I exaggerate. It took a million years for that fight to happen. They fought too late. Anyway, Philadelphia 76ers is trying to avoid a loss. The Knicks are winning 41-36. If Philly loses, the season is done. We know the season is done for the Bucks. The Pacers advance. I'll be back with you tomorrow with Hickey. Tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network is done, but don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Y'all be smooth, be cool, and be well. Thank you, Hickey.